Welcome to the Eric in the Morning Podcast on 101.9 The Mix Chicago. All right, take it away, Eric.
Yeah, all this morning it's a Yo Internet, What's Up Friday around here.
Yeah.
Because the internet will not stop asking questions.
Mm-hmm.
Every time I turn around, the internet's like, hey, Eric. I'm like, what? I got another quick question for you. So all morning we'll be sharing internet questions. The first one starts with, hey, I was wondering, which oddly enough ties in with a hey, I was wondering sort of that Swanee just sent me.
Oh.
Oddly enough, they somehow tie together.
That's wonderful.
Would you like the internet's hey, I was wondering first or Swanee's?
Swanee's. We never get Swanee's.
Okay. We'll start there. Hey, Eric. It's Swanee. I'm in the producer booth waving. He actually is waving.
Hey, nice to see you.
He's right there. I was wondering, who has pepperoni for breakfast?
Oh, come on.
Thanks. Do you guys still have mixed mugs? Love the show.
Oh.
Swanee.
I saw that.
Which follows up or attaches to what the internet asked me. Hey, Eric, it's the internet. I'm over here waving.
Oh,
oh look, the internet's waving.
Hi, internet.
I was wondering, would you eat pancakes for supper? Is that weird?
Supper.
All right, so Swanee wants to know pepperoni for breakfast. The internet wants to know pancakes for supper. First of all, who calls it supper?
Who does?
It's dinner, isn't it?
Yeah. Does supper have two P's?
Although I have, yes, it does. Otherwise, it would be super.
Yeah, you're right. You're right.
Pancakes are super. I will say that right now. I'll go on the record.
They are.
I do have a buddy, though, that calls it supper. He always brings it up. He's like, hey, you want to come over for supper? I'm like, no, but I'll think about dinner.
I think it's just a fun word to say.
I think it's all kind of like outskirts.
Let's start with Swanee's. Who has pepperoni for breakfast? I'm guessing, based on what I've heard, that is that you, Violetta?
Yeah, I don't. Okay, it's not that weird. What I did was I had toast, sourdough toast. I buttered that, and then I had a package of pepperoni. And I'm like, I don't know, I like pepperoni, so I just layered some pepperoni on top of the slice.
On top of butter? On top of sourdough
toast? Yeah, and it's,
that is weird.
It was delicious.
Butter on pepperoni is weird.
That is
true. Butter's good on everything.
Well, butter's good on everything, but you don't really. Who
you
combines
try it. I
butter?
Have one slice of sourdough left if you want to try it.
No.
Come on.
Yeah. No,
it's
I could,
so good.
No, I feel like it would make me
what is
farty.
The, what is, yes, it would make me farty.
And I don't want to be farty during fart in the morning.
Is that the emphasis on the tea? Farty.
Well, I don't want to say farty. That sounds like a different word. I don't
that's
even know.
So much worse.
Yeah. I don't want to be farty.
I kind of lost my train of thought. We're all over the board here. Where
pepperoni, butter.
Pepperoni for breakfast.
Sourdough.
Oh, yeah. Is there a, you know, a lot of people have Brenner. Breakfast or dinner.
Oh, yeah.
Is there a reverse word when you have dinner for breakfast?
That would be me, because I
would
hate breakfast food.
Would that be Drekfest?
That sounds bad.
Drekfest.
Look at that Drek she's eating.
I don't know what that word would be.
Yeah, that's kind of hard.
Dinfest?
It might be Dinfest, I guess. It's possible.
Supfest.
Brenner. I think pepperoni for breakfast is weird, Swanee. And as far as the internet goes, pancakes for supper, that kind of falls under the category of Brenner. But I'm not a big pancake guy, so I'll have them in the morning with, like, if I go out.
Yeah, they're very desserty.
But I'll just have just a little bit. Mm-hmm. I don't ever eat the whole pancake.
Sure.
No,
a lot of sugar, very sweet.
Although I did run into somebody who says that's insane and that syrup is gross and you shouldn't put syrup on pancakes.
Oh,
it's gross.
Weird.
Which I think that's weird.
Yeah.
That is weird.
That's like putting butter on pepperoni. That's weird. Not putting syrup on pancakes? What kind of
that's dry
communist are you?
Well, some people put honey.
They put
that's like syrup. It's like some sugar based.
I never even heard of honey on it.
But this person puts just butter on pancakes. No syrup. Syrup's gross. I believe that's where I got the phrase one note. They were like, syrup is so one note. I'm like, all right, just try not to be that cool.
Right.
All right.
So one note.
Plus, if you put it on the pancake, it's two notes.
See, and I put. You know when how they give you, like, if you get the McDonald's big breakfast, they give you the syrup?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
A little cup of syrup?
Never enough.
I asked for two or three of those.
Oh,
and
I
drown the
friendship.
SOB.
Well, that's because
it's like that thing is swimming in it by the time I'm done.
One cup isn't enough, though. It's still very dry because
right.
It just sucks up all the syrup.
All right. Here's what we're going to do, 5:30 Club. We're going to do a vote.
Woo!
We're going to do a vote right now, okay? And we'll give a prize away to the 10th voter. At 312-233-1019. If you had your choice, you can either have pepperoni on butter on sourdough for breakfast.
So good.
Or pancakes for supper. But you can't have both.
Okay.
Which one are you picking?
Oh, no.
If you only got one meal in a day, Like, you know, you're in prison. Let's imagine you're in prison. And the guard comes up to your cell and says, I'll give you two choices. You get one meal today. You're going to have pepperoni on butter on sourdough or pancakes tonight for dinner. That's your choice. 312-233-1019. Let's go to caller 10. It's Maria. Maria, I have several questions for you. You're under a lot of work this morning, okay?
Okay.
All right, question number one. Is it supper or dinner?
I would guess I would have to do supper.
You go what? Supper?
I like it.
Do you really?
Yeah.
Did you grow up as supper and you've transferred it into your life, or is this something you've made a change?
No, I guess I just grew up that way.
Where'd you grow up?
I grew up right here.
Like where, though?
Chicago, yeah.
In the city?
Well, a little bit of everywhere. We moved all the time.
Oh,
I'm
really?
Like one of 1,000 kids. Yeah, we moved all the time.
On the run from the cops?
Something like that.
Gotcha. All right, question number two. This fits in nicely as someone who's on the run from the cops. If you were doing time right now, Maria, you're in prison and you're in the cell, and the guard comes over and said, all right, I'm going to give you one choice. You get to eat one meal today. I'm either giving you pepperoni with butter on a sourdough piece of toast, or you can have pancakes for supper tonight. What are you choosing?
I'm going to choose the pancakes.
Pancakes.
Yep.
Just so you know, Maria, we took 10 votes, and you're the 10th vote. 9 of the votes were for pancakes. 9
Dang.
Voted pancakes.
Yep.
One guy voted for pepperoni, but Swanee was pretty sure it was Bronco Violetta's dad.
Just a little cured meat in the morning.
Yeah. He heard a little hint of a Serbian accent, but I know who this is.
Pancakes are filling. They'll keep you full for days.
Do you put syrup on there?
Oh, just like you. I'm smothering that SOB.
Yeah.
So good.
Yeah. I'm smothering that SOB. That thing is drowning. The Eric in the Morning list is coming up, and I had two options. And I was originally going to go with the first option because I was inspired by this email I got from Ed. You know, we're talking about my nightmares with the Illinois Tollway Association.
Yeah.
How my card was compromised for fraud, and I changed the card. But when you change the card, it was on autofill. You got to re-hit autofill.
Yeah.
When you change the card, you got to go through the whole process again.
Oh, so you have to set it up all over again.
Oh, yeah. It's like starting over.
Oh, my gosh. I did not know that.
Instead of just changing the number. It's a nightmare.
Oh, gosh.
And so I changed it, but, you know, the autofill didn't happen. So then it didn't autofill. So then the tollway waited like 45 days to tell me because they wanted to collect 45 days of fines.
Sure. And they did.
And then they said, well, we can't waive them because there's a law. And nobody's really told me what that law is yet, but there's a law.
Mm.
And then a supervisor was supposed to call me back in 48 hours, and that was 72 hours ago.
Yeah.
And then somebody got a hold of somebody, and they said, well, he should have paid attention to the lights when he goes through. If it red light or the blue light flashes, so he knows that's on him, it's his fault.
Mm-hmm.
I said, well, like Whip brought up, what if you go through the general tolling?
Yeah.
Right, the overhead open tolls, road. The open road tolls, yeah, those don't flash.
And I actually go through one today, and I watch, and there's no flash.
Right.
Which means a regular one where there's lights, so the lights are probably burn out.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Okay, so yeah, the ramps.
And I got a note from Ed. Hey, Eric, I just went through the unmanned Boughton Road toll booth on 355. Yeah, neither light goes off, just so you know.
Yeah.
Aw.
So
it's like you're screwed no matter what.
I was either going to go with, for today's list, one of two choices. I'll let you guys pick. First choice, based on when I read that, was top three things or people who are meaner than the Illinois Tollway.
Okay.
Which, of course, makes Captain Hollywood right now shifting uncomfortably.
Right.
Because our management is scared of their own shadow around
them. Yeah.
They are scared of everything. I've never seen people more petrified. They have to sleep surrounded by pillows in case they roll.
They're like a Hallmark
movie. I've even said,
movie.
I'm like, what are you guys so scared of all the time?
God.
Oh my God, just keep living.
Well, they don't know how. They're scared.
Hell, man. So I was either going to go with that, which I know makes him really uncomfortable, which is so I enjoy it. Or I was going to go with the second option. I know it makes Whip uncomfortable. Like, Whip's like, oh, God, don't talk.
Yeah, I am.
Whip kind of is uncomfortable.
Very.
Or I was going to go with the second option. I don't know anything about Mulan, and my friend Michael didn't know who The Weeknd was. I was going to go top three things you should know about but don't.
Don't know anything about.
I like that.
I knew you would, Whip. Let's go with the safe call.
Well,
the safe
cuddly call. Interesting, though, because I feel like there's a lot of things like that that you just don't realize in your own
Whip's
world.
Whip's vote
know?
Is for top three things you don't know about but everybody else does. It's either that or three things meaner than the tollway. What's your vote, Violetta?
I want to go meaner than the tollway.
Meaner than the tollway.
Only because this is timely. Like, we're going to pass this up and we might never be able to do it again,
sure.
You know?
All right, we got one vote for each. Melissa, what do you want?
I mean, I want meaner than the tollway because there's a lot of mean things out there, okay. And I want the list.
Sorry, Whip.
Yeah.
You should get into management.
maybe that's my track.
You really should.
Yeah.
All right, 312-233-1019. We're looking for, in your estimation, just in life, top three things that are meaner than the Illinois tollway.
That's great.
312-233-1019. Like hungry lions.
Yeah.
Like if you were on a safari and a lion hadn't eaten for 4 days.
Oh,
probably meaner than the Illinois tollway.
A busy nail technician.
Busy nail technician.
Mm-hmm. They're, you know, you're always in their way. I'm like,
they're
where do you want me to
go? Very grumpy.
Go?
Yep. Meaner than the Illinois tollway. Who else?
No, not that chair. This chair.
312-233-1019. Whip has left.
No.
And his attorney has stepped in. And we'll stand in there until this is over.
Who's meaner than the tollway?
Meaner than the Illinois tollway.
Great question.
Come on, it's
funny. I'm pondering that. Yeah.
It's a little bit funny.
It's very funny.
There's so many options.
I'm pondering. I can't even. Yeah, exactly.
It's kind of funny.
Yeah.
622.
I love it.
Thank you.
The IRS. How about the IRS?
Oh, they're mean.
They're meaner.
Although, you know what? I've run into a couple of IRS people, and they're very nice.
It's actually funny. The last time I had to deal with them when they stole my identity,
right?
They were super helpful.
Are you serious?
Absolutely super helpful.
Well, yeah. Right.
Well, then they can't
be
on the list right now.
Yeah. So I'm sorry I even mentioned them, IRS. Excuse me.
Right. Maybe like your aunt, like my Aunt Jean, sometimes she would have been meaner than the Illinois tollway.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Oh,
I love
see
her.
That.
But you got on Aunt Jean's bad side. Woo-hoo, watch out.
Yeah. I'd say that about
watch
Butch.
Out.
Don't get Butch mad.
Yeah. I would rather go have dinner with the Illinois tollway than Aunt Jean when she's mad.
Yeah. I actually think this should be like every Friday.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I love it. I really
but Fridays
do.
Are happy. I don't know why you're...
Well, but you just want to get some anger out before you start your weekend.
You got to get it off your chest sometimes.
Wow.
Which is turns all around right. And it ends up being a feel-good.
All right. Here we go. Trying to pull Whip in because Whip likes this kind of music.
I do.
He's
this is
way
great.
Into Pitbull kind
Pitbull.
Of music. Top three things that are meaner than the Illinois tollway. The Illinois tollway is being very mean to me. Very mean and very unhelpful, but none of us are surprised by that, really. 312-233-1019. At number three, they always get a raw deal. Jessica, meaner than the Illinois tollway.
The post office.
Oh, they are tough.
That's true.
No,
yeah.
This is actually
I wonder
true.
If I worked at the post office, if I would get that. If I'd be like, listen, I can't do this. This is it's exhausting working.
Do you ever walk in there and then there's no one there and they're in the back and then you wait and you wait and you ring the bell and you wait. I don't know. They're just not happy.
I guess they're not. Yeah. At number two, meaner than the Illinois tollway, Keith.
School transportation personnel.
School transportation personnel.
Like a bus driver?
Like school
yes,
bus
I
drivers?
Am.
Yeah. Oh, you're one of them?
Yep.
All right. We're mean. Mean people. And finally, in at number one, meaner than the Illinois tollway, Paula.
All of the Karens.
Oh, poor Karens.
Karens cannot get a break right now.
Okay, that's true.
Cannot, look at that.
Poor Karens.
Yeah, they can't get it.
They
right.
are just ruthless. Yeah. They do not care about your feelings.
Yeah, they come out on Facebook
what,
a lot.
What are you going to do, Paula, if there's ever a day where Paula's become the new Karens?
Oh, God, I don't even know.
Yeah, I mean, our day is coming for all of us, right?
Oh, yeah.
That's true.
Paula's not that far off.
Oh,
I mean,
wow.
The name.
Wow.
The name.
Coming
yeah.
out of nowhere.
Wow. The name, I think
Whip,
it's
who didn't want any part of this, Paula, is now calling you out.
I'm saying not you personally, but just that it
no
could just as
favorite.
Easily have been a Paula. You know what I mean?
Could have just as easily been you as the
it
mean person,
it
mean Paula.
Yep.
Oh,
they
God.
Be
oh,
the
God.
The internet keeps asking questions. This is the question for this hour from the internet. It's bugging me. My phone rings. I see. Like I look down on caller ID. It says internet. I go,
oh, no.
That's not
internet is calling again. With another question. And I want to make sure that I've interpreted this one correctly because the internet shared it with me. And ignore the source because you're going to roll your eyes. So, Khloe Kardashian. which is why I go to Violetta because Violetta speaks Kardashian.
Uh-huh.
So she understands
she speaks
what
the
this
language.
Might mean.
Yeah. I hope I can help.
So, Violetta, she said on the internet, on Instagram, sis, the higher your vibe is, the smaller your tribe is.
Yeah.
Can you translate?
So basically, you know, the better you are, the less friends you have. Like, your vibe is stronger with less people.
So your vibe gets stronger when you shrink the number of friends
around
you.
Yeah, because they're closer and more significant in your life.
Right, as opposed to just a bunch of superficial external BS.
Yeah. Mm.
Sis, the higher your vibe is, the smaller your tribe is. So I thought I got that right. So we just asked a Secret Eric in the Morning off-air poll question based on the internet asking us that.
Yeah.
That question of 10 unsuspecting people, men, women, young, old, doesn't matter. We asked them simply, how many friends you got?
Mm.
You know, the higher your vibe is, the smaller your tribe is.
Yeah. That's
so in theory, if you have a fewer amount of friends, you've probably got a higher vibe.
Cool.
Right, if you got like 30, your vibe sucks.
Yeah.
Maybe. I don't know.
Spreading
so we
yourself
asked
thin.
10 people off the air, how many friends do they have? Now, before I share that.
Yeah.
Whip.
Yeah.
How many friends do you have? Number. Give me a number.
Like five?
Five. Okay. You think that's high or low compared to most people?
You know, I think it's probably on par.
Okay. Violetta, how many friends do you have?
So like seven.
Seven.
Yeah.
Okay. Melissa, how many friends do you have?
Now, if we're basing it on super close.
This is what I was going to do.
Right. I know. So. I'm sorry. Like, super,
you know,
super close friends.
We didn't give the chance. That's why I went to you last, because
I know
what would happen.
I know.
We didn't give them the chance on the phone. We're just like, answer the question.
Right.
How many friends? Your first instinct tells you what?
I have really five really close friends.
Five. All right. I would say, for me, how many friends do I have? Three.
I thought you were going to say 30.
I got like a whole bunch of friends.
Yeah, because you'll have like those texts that go around with like 30 guys.
Like 16, 30, 50 guys. Talk to all of them, but you know, it's not like all of us get together all the time.
Right.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? We get together occasionally, but not,
we're
not running over to each other's houses
kind
of thing. So maybe I've got pretty good vibes.
Well,
yeah, right.
Maybe you answer that just to make it seem that way.
Maybe that's it. Maybe I just changed it. We just spoke to 10 people off the air.
Okay.
Asked them that question, how many friends you have. We averaged it out.
Okay.
What do you think the average number was?
Four?
Four.
Five.
Five.
Six.
Five it was. Swanee, what was the highest and the lowest, do you recall, from the people you talked to? Did anybody go, I don't have any friends. 10 was the highest?
Okay.
All right, so we didn't have any zeros.
God, I'm glad.
I could see
like, imagine your vibe.
It would be impeccable.
Yeah, it'd be the best.
It's funny you say that, too, because I told you that I was having dinner with Ben Bradley, and he looked at me, this true story, he goes, you know what Sapelsa did? You know how Sapelsa just quit and disappeared into the mountains, never to be heard from again? He goes, you're going to make that look like a public display, aren't you? When you're done, no one will find you. You'll disappear and no one will ever hear from you again. I go, probably.
I believe that to be true.
Probably.
Yeah.
When that day comes.
Nothing wrong with that. You got a high vibe, sis.
I'll be, I don't know where I'll be, but no one will find me. Top three things to be talking about today. It's 7 o'clock now. Let's take a look at the social media desk. Violetta at number three.
Hashtag Grey's Anatomy. The show returned to its 17th season last night, and everybody is freaking out online because Meredith and McDreamy reunite in a dream.
Oh, so I thought he was back. Patrick Dempsey wasn't doing anything for the past, I don't know, 10 years.
I know. So he's out of the show, but everybody was excited to see him. And they're covering the pandemic, so everybody's kind of interested in seeing what happens.
So was it like a flashback sequence?
Yeah. So she had passed out from like the exhaustion of dealing with the pandemic in the hospital. And then during that, she woke up on the beach with him from a scene from like way back when.
Right.
When they were buying a house.
It's funny you say that because I was talking to my ear buddy who yelled at me yesterday about the flu shot. And he wasn't complaining. He was kind of laughing about it.
Yeah.
Just how, you know, time evolves and we become so used to something, we just kind of transition out of things.
Mm-hmm.
He's like, you know, back in March and April, I would get to work and there'd be people out there with signs and they'd be honking and people handing me brownies and slapping me on the back and you're the greatest. And so, he goes, like, I get to work now and people are like,
Yep, that's how it goes.
Yeah, he's like,
everything
it's hilarious.
Dwindles, right?
Yeah. Trending on Twitter, number two.
Rupert Grint joined Instagram. If you don't know who that is, it's Ron from Harry Potter, the redhead kid. He made a splash online with his first post. It's of him and his baby girl, new baby daughter.
Right. What character did he play?
Ron.
Ron?
There was a Ron in Harry Potter, huh?
I don't know. I'm not a Harry Potter guy.
What?
I don't know anything about Mulan, and I'm not a Harry Potter
guy. He's one of the main characters.
I know. That's what I'm told.
Oh, it doesn't sound like
it's
those
Ron,
movies should
Hermione?
Have. Yeah, sorry. It's just Ron doesn't sound. Ron's like a name it sounds like you made up as a character
right.
in Harry Potter.
Like, I couldn't come up with a name. Like, let's call him Ron.
Ron?
Oh, my God.
Steve?
You are crazy.
Right. Yeah. And trending on Twitter, number one.
So we're all talking about Friday the 13th being today, but it's also World Kindness Day, and both are trending side by side in the weirdest year ever. So go out and be kind today.
Yeah. No, we told you. You know, it's the second Friday the 13th of the year. You remember the first one, right? Friday, March 13th, when this all began.
Isn't that wild?
Crazy.
So weird.
Very, very wild. Hey, Uncle Whip.
Yeah.
Tell me your Korean family neighbor story again. I love that story.
Yeah. This is one of my good friends in high school, Patrick Lee.
Have you heard from him after you've been telling this story at all?
No, I have not.
Hasn't gotten back to him?
No, I've seen him a few times over the years, but I haven't talked to him since I told this story for the first time ever on the air the other day.
Yeah.
So Patrick Lee, I was over at his house, as we often were, and he's got a brother, and we had some other friends. Anyway, he told me to say thank you to his mom in Korean.
Now his mom didn't speak much English.
His mom did not speak much English, right. But Patrick, you know, spoke perfect English as did his brother. So they told me what the word supposedly was to say thank you to Mrs. Lee.
Right.
And I said it, and then they all busted out laughing, and she just had kind of a look of shock on her face because what they actually told me how to say was the word a-hole in Korean. So I said that to my friend's
Korean
mom.
Korean neighbor comedy.
Yeah, that's...
And
hilarity for years after
do you,
that.
Do you remember the Korean word for a-hole?
I do.
You do?
Let's not say it.
No, we're not saying
stuck
it.
With you.
Yeah.
Oh. All right. Okay.
Very interesting. 312-233-1019. A study has found that you will spend how many years of your life on your phone?
Oh, yeah.
When you punch the clock at the end, this will be the tally. And I told you, Violetta... She passed this like 4 years ago.
I did?
What do you think the total is, Melissa? How many years of your life?
I'm going to say 6 years.
Okay. Whip, what do you think?
No, like 4 years.
4 years. Violetta, what do you think?
27 years.
Oh, wow. Jeez. Omar, what do you think?
25.
25 years. No. You're both too high.
Just a little too high?
But Violetta, I could see you getting there.
Well,
I can really truly see that happening. Jerry, how many years of your life will be spent on the phone?
It's 9 years.
That is exactly right. It is 9 years of your life scrolling, talking, texting, apping.
That's
is that
nothing.
A word? Apping?
Yeah. Yes, it is a word.
It should be.
Yeah. 9 years of your life spent looking at Instagram. What have we become, Jerry? What have we become?
You know, shopping, since you can't do it in person... There's always your phone.
Yeah, I guess you got to look at it
that
way.
Part of it as well.
There's so many ways we can justify our behavior, isn't there?
Yeah.
It's so good.
You look back at the 9 years and you go, what happened?
Right. It's in comedy.
Were you practicing that during the silence?
I was like, waiting for it to be teed up right there.
Do you have a headache now, too?
Or is that just us?
Are you running a low-grade fever?
I may be.
Oh, boy. The average American will spend nearly 9 years of their life on their phone. Millennials, not surprisingly, spend the most time on their phones, dedicating how many hours a day?
5.
That's you.
Oh.
3.
More than that.
4.
3.7. 3.7 hours of their day staring at their screen.
That's still a lot.
Gen X spends about 3 hours a day staring at their screen, while boomers spend 2.5 hours.
Hmm.
And my dad actually stares at his phone more than I stare at mine.
Yeah, my dad does too.
Yeah, my dad is like a phone lunatic. Mm-hmm. I told you, we took that picture, my brother and I, we were going to take a picture with my dad.
Yeah.
And we looked over at the table and he was busy on his phone. And we're like, Dad, can we take a picture? He didn't even hear us, so we took a picture where we both just posed where he would be between us. Instead of the picture, we just posted that.
Yeah.
It just seemed easier.
It gets everybody.
9 years of your life you can never get back. I don't know if you listen, that occasionally I pull out one of the questions the internet asks. Because the internet is constantly asking questions.
Mm-hmm.
It's exhausting. I got to open my email and I'll be a bunch of emails from the internet. I'm like, oh, jeez.
Again?
Do you ever sleep? Asking questions. And then just, you know, making a bunch of statements. So I thought I would throw all these together. These are a couple of decent observations by the internet.
Oh, nice. Okay.
This one was on Instagram. The longer your happy anniversary caption is, the worse I know things are going.
Oh, my God.
Yep.
That's absolutely true.
That's how I feel.
That is absolutely true.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Because you're just trying to cover it up and like
that's right.
over and over.
The longer your happy anniversary caption is, the worse I know things are going. The internet also threw this one on Overheard in Chicago. If you text me, we need to talk, I'm going to reply, yes, we do. So now we're both anxious as F.
Uh-huh.
I'm not going to be the only one stressed out.
Oh my God.
A good comeback.
Yeah, it is.
You ever get a we need to talk? Respond with yes, we do.
Oh my God. That's a way to throw it back.
Well, your voice even on the table then.
The internet also asked this off of Chicago History. Whip, you love that one.
That's my favorite.
You ready?
It really is.
You ready, Whip? Here we go.
Okay.
Name a city that does not have the letter A in it. Go.
New York.
That was very good.
Wow, you're annoying.
I don't know that. I looked
at that forever, and I didn't know the answer. So
she's like, I can't do this. I'm like, Wilmette.
There's another one.
Name a city that doesn't have a letter A in it.
Riverside.
Riverside, there you go.
Okay, there's three.
Okay, so when I read it, I actually thought it was a state, but I still was struggling.
Houston?
That's not a state.
No, it's a city that doesn't have an A in it.
Okay, Illinois. Wait, let me try.
Illinois doesn't have an A in it.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Wisconsin?
See, internet's an idiot.
Something's lost in this.
Ask the internet. Continues. The internet asks this question. Would you rather live in Monica's apartment from Friends or the loft from New Girl?
Easy.
This is a hard one for me because I never watched New Girl. But I watched a lot of Friends, so that's an easy answer for me. I got to go New Girl. I mean,
what?
Friends.
Right, I mean Friends. So easy, you can't remember.
Which one is it, Violetta? You watch both.
I watch both, and for me, hands down, it's New Girl. Because Monica's apartment's too cluttered and just, I don't know.
Did you watch New Girl,
Melissa? I saw a little bit of it, but I mean, anytime it's a loft, it's just better.
All right, how about this? Whip, this is your question.
Okay.
I already know the answer, too.
What is it?
Like, my phone's ringing right now, and it's the internet.
Is it?
Wow.
Answer it.
God. Would you rather go on a date with Chandler Bing from Friends or Jim Halpert from The Office?
Oh, Jim.
I knew you'd pick Jim.
That was
Jim.
So
I
fair.
Knew
what?
It.
Jim is...
Really?
Yeah.
Violetta,
Jim is very
Chandler
clever.
Or Jim? Chandler or Jim?
Oh, I got to go Chandler.
Chandler. Melissa?
No question, Chandler.
Chandler.
Out of doubt.
All right, let's ask that one. Okay. Ladies, 60123, text in. Would you rather go on a date with Chandler from Friends or Jim from The Office?
I'm trying to think for a second, though, which one might be, like, take you to a nicer place?
It's always that with you. Don't worry about having fun, just as long as you go to a nice, trendy place where you can take pictures of yourself. Would you rather get a drink from McLaren's on How I Met Your Mother or a coffee at Central Perk from Friends?
Mm.
How I Met Your Mother and McLaren's, get a drink there with them, or get coffee at Central Perk. Violetta.
I think I got to go Central Perk because there's a couch and I don't like booths.
Whip?
Yeah, Central Perk also because they had those giant mugs.
Okay.
Yeah.
And I used to have that back when it was cool, and it's really pleasurable to drink out of those.
Pleasurable.
Yeah.
That made me a little uncomfortable.
That's a very uncomfortable word you're throwing.
Well, you know what I mean? It like, feels good to be cozy up with a big mug of coffee, right?
Mm-hmm. All right, final one here on Yo Internet, What's Up? They keep asking questions. Let's take texts on this one, too, because this is, I think, in my mind, clear, but I bet is going to be very close. From Chicago History. You can only eat one.
Okay.
Chicago-style hot dog or Italian beef?
Forever.
You can only eat one. Chicago-style hot dog or Italian beef? Very easy answer for me.
Me too.
Melissa, what's yours?
The Italian beef.
Whip.
Agreed.
Violetta.
Beef.
I'm Chicago-style hot dog.
Mm. Really?
Not even close.
Wow. What's wrong with you?
What's wrong with you? That's it. Text it in. Yo, internet! What's up? Text in Chandler or Jim from The Office. Who would you rather go on a date? and text in. You can only eat one Chicago-style hot dog or Italian beef. 60123. It's the mix. Oddly enough, Fairway Michael, the guy who didn't know the weekend, had to play for the weekend, just texted me. He would select the hot dog, and he would date Chandler.
Okay. All right. Do you know how many?
I'm probably the same. I think I would go hot dog Chandler. And Melissa went Italian beef. Did you go Chandler or Jim?
Well, I went Chandler, and then I started really thinking about it, and Jim started, like, creeping up more on me. So I might have to change my answer.
Whip, you're going Italian beef and?
Jim, definitely.
Italian beef and Jim. Violetta, you're going Italian beef and?
Chandler.
What? Now, I just want from a percentage standpoint. I don't necessarily need your responses. Yeah. Let's start with, would you rather go on a date with Chandler from Friends or Jim from The Office? What's the general response?
99.9% said Jim.
Wow.
We had hundreds and hundreds of texts.
Wow.
And I think three people said Chandler.
How about that?
I think that Jim would wear on you less. He's a lot more subtle. A lot of his thing is with the glances. It's not so like,
I'm Chandler Bing.
Exactly. Yeah.
Plus, I also think that a little bit of the John Krasinski bleeds in there, and people just love
they love
John
him.
Krasinski.
He's so likable.
All right. Italian beef or Chicago-style dog?
So
you
this
can
one,
only eat one.
Yeah, this one was a little bit more challenging to calculate. I'm going to go about... Well, I can't actually do the math.
It's just a percentage.
I know.
She's like, I don't know if I can equal 100.
Lowest common denominator.
Okay, one sec.
There you go.
Okay, I'm going to go about 54% said Italian beef.
Wow.
Yeah. It was close, though. It was close.
That would make how much percentage for a Chicago-style dog, Violetta?
Okay, that's about...
You just said the S word. I saw you
say
it.
No, I didn't say it.
To yourself. You said it to yourself. I saw it.
46?
That's exactly right.
All right.
Yes.
Wow.
My cheeks are red.
Wow.
That was hard.
Beautiful.
Brutal.
I combine brutal and beautiful.
That is a great word invention.
Brutal.
Brutal.
That'll work. Let's find out what we should have been talking about. Because everybody else is. Top three things trending on Twitter as we sit here right now at the social media desk. Violetta, number three.
Vogue is trending, of course, because Harry Styles is on the cover.
Oh.
This makes Harry the first man to grace the cover solo. He's on the cover wearing a dress, a blazer, and blowing up a blue balloon.
He's the first man ever on the cover of Vogue?
By himself.
Oh, okay.
Solo. I just looked at Whip's desk. Usually Vogue is sitting there.
Right.
I don't see it.
I took this one somewhere.
Oh, okay.
You know what that means. Uncomfortable. Trending on Twitter, number two.
Chapter 11 trending. I thought this
wasn't that what George was... No, he's reading Glamour.
Glamour magazine.
Glamour.
That's right.
Glamour. It wasn't Vogue. Same thing. I'm sorry. Trending on Twitter, number two.
Chapter 11 is trending. I thought it was because of bankruptcy or something like that. But no, it's because Disney Plus's Chapter 11 of The Mandalorian is confusing a lot of people.
Oh, okay. Uh-huh. That's going on right now?
Mm-hmm.
Chapter 11 is?
Yeah.
All right. And trending on Twitter, number one.
People are showing off their favorite cardigans to celebrate kindness and the legacy of Mr. Rogers on Cardigan Day, which is today. Taylor Swift is also trending because of this, of course, because of her song.
Has been. Washed
Cardigan.
Up.
That's right.
She's over.
Yep.
Yeah.
Whip says she's done.
Haven't heard about her for a while.
I actually saw the commercial where she was picking the cardigan yesterday. And you know what she's really good at, other than the obvious?
Mm-hmm.
She is really good at winking.
Yeah.
Oh.
Like doing that like sly, like,
yeah.
I know.
She's
know this
really
is a
good
joke.
At it. Mm-hmm. I just look like I have something in my eye when I do it. She's very sneaky and seductive.
Aha.
Violetta can wink, too. Can you wink?
Oh, yeah?
I mean, technically.
Well, pretty good at it.
So my dad taught me how to wink, and he told
Can you be taught?
Yeah, but the way he taught me was I had to do the clicking sound with my mouth, so I can't wink without going...
Oh, really?
Kind
of adds to it. I can only wink a little bit with my right eye. My left eye doesn't even close. It just stays wide open. I can't even close it.
That's
my sleep. I just have one eye open. It's very uncomfortable.
Thanks for listening to the Eric in the Morning podcast. Remember to rate, review, and subscribe so you don't miss a moment of Eric in the Morning on 101.9 The Mix Chicago.